Eric Schmidt was booed during a speech where he talks about AI. So many of these people say like, oh yeah, AI is not going to take away jobs. But it's such a joke. It's so ridiculous. I mean, there's already jobs being taken on by AI. Welcome to another episode of Silicon Valley Front Row. I'm here with David. And today we have some interesting news we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Eric Schmidt was booed during a speech where he talks about AI.
Yeah. And who's Eric Schmidt?
What did I say?
Who's Eric Schmidt? Oh, just for those that don't know, I mean.
So Eric Schmidt is a former Google CEO. Mm. And I think he's been on the board for a few years, but he's not the CEO anymore. So I think what happened is 2001 or so, when Google was formed, or maybe later, mm-hmm. Larry Page and Sergey Brin, these students, guys, right?
Yeah.
They're super smart, but they didn't know how to run a company. So I guess Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook supposedly knew how to run a company, so he stayed the CEO. But these guys hired a CEO, so they hired Eric Schmidt to be
okay.
The CEO.
Got it.
But then I think they took over after a while. So anyway, but sure enough, Eric Schmidt ended up a super billionaire and everything.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So tech guy, what do you know about this? He had this speech at Arizona State University, right?
Yeah, the University of Arizona.
Yeah.
And he got booed from, basically there were about 9,000 students, bachelor's degrees, master's, and several others. But he was one of the last speakers, I believe, and he was booed multiple times whenever he mentioned AI and telling the students to accept it and that they're able to shape it, but they got to accept it. And they didn't like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what's your thoughts on it? What do you know?
Well, I really think kind of very highly of students. I think they're really smart. They're kind of tending not to be politically correct. And if someone is being told to them, like, you know, that obviously is not true, they kind of see through it. So many of these people say like, oh yeah, AI is not going to take away jobs. But it's such a joke. It's so ridiculous. I mean, there's already jobs being taken on by AI. This is the whole point of having AI, to do some jobs that supposedly people don't want to do or don't have to do.
Mm.
So to tell them that, no, we're not going to take your jobs, or we're going to take these jobs or give you different jobs, I think that's baloney. I think that, you know, that it's obvious that its jobs are going to be taken. So I think the students very clearly see through it, especially when it's so hard now to get a job for a student.
Yeah, even with the degrees.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So they see that. They talk to each other. So this is the thing. Like you hear someone telling you, some top CEO telling you something, but when you try to get a job, you can't get it. So they kind of see the reality.
So they're kind of, they're the ones that are feeling the bottom end of it.
Exactly.
Basically. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I just want to say, like, congratulations yeah. right to the class of 2026 that
yes.
graduated. Yeah.
Yes.
And hopefully they're able to find, make use of their degrees.
Absolutely.
And move forward, right?
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to go through this little short video. The whole speech was 3 hours, but we're going to go to this video. But before that, I want to, so I don't know if you, have you seen these ads from Artisan AI? It's a company called Artisan AI. They're based in San Francisco, and they have these ads on bus stops and buses, and, you know, they keep saying, stop hiring humans.
Yeah, I think we talked about this a while ago, right?
Yes,
I don't know if that's the name of the company. We did.
Yeah, it's the same company. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they keep having these ads, and their CEO, his name is Jasper Carmichael or whatever.
Uh-huh.
He's saying that he's doing this intentional rage bait or shock marketing to generate attention.
Oh, that's a technique?
I guess it's a technique. Yeah, that's what he's saying. But I think in so many ways it aligns with reality. So uh-huh. I think people can sense that. But let's play some of this video and kind of analyze it clip by clip. And again, not the 3 hour video, but
yeah, so the 3 hour has like the ceremony and multiple speakers. We just want to get to the part where Eric Schmidt is speaking.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So here's like some clips.
Architects of artificial intelligence. Interesting.
So we'll start from the very beginning. So I think the first thing he's saying is that we can only hear the architects. I'm assuming he's saying, like, you are the architects of artificial intelligence. And they booed. They booed after that pretty harshly. And then he looks kind of surprised. He's saying, interesting. There's a lot of booing. So now the second thing he's saying is that the question is whether you will shape artificial intelligence. So he's trying to make it sound like students will get involved, will be in charge, will take the lead to shape and to make it bigger and I guess have jobs in that sense, right, if they have this.
Yeah.
And you would think they would be excited, but I don't... There's more booze right after you said that. So that's pretty funny to me because they're not taking it. So let's see what he says next.
We do not know. I know what many of you are feeling about that. I can hear you.
So now he's trying to be compassionate and understanding. And he's saying, I know what many of you are feeling about that. Mm. And there's more booze. So yeah, it's definitely an interesting conversation. But I think the first thing he said that when students booed was that he compared the AI revolution with the industrial revolution or with the
computer
revolution or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't think students took it. And again, I think they can see through much better than a lot of people.
I'm very impressed with the students.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I think they don't have that baggage that older people have, the adults have, like, I've been told this, so I have to believe it because there's this top CEO that's telling me, so he must be correct.
Right? Oh, that's true. And they could research anything they want.
Like really much, quick, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, so while we're on this topic about the comparison of computer and AI, how old were you when the computers started getting, you know, more mainstream?
Probably like 20.
Yes. So were you afraid of it? Because that was when you were like kind of in college, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so what did you think about that?
No, I wasn't afraid at all. It wasn't like a gadget. I don't know if you remember Wheel of Fortune. Used to be a I think
the
maybe
show?
Still a, yeah, a show. Yeah,
yeah.
So I know we used to have this first computer. My dad got it, and you can play Wheel of Fortune on the computer. So I thought that was really cool. You know, you press the space bar, and the wheel turns, and it stops with the letter. So we used to play that. But no. But it was a very small part of life, right? Even though computers are coming out.
Yeah.
But maybe you look at it for 20 minutes per day, you know, and then you forget about it. And, you know, it wasn't like that significant of a change.
I see. And this was like during like early 2000s?
No, I said late 80s.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Like 89, yeah.
Okay. Sorry. No, because you're... Yeah, yeah.
So after it accelerated that rate, but in the very beginning, it wasn't it wasn't a big part of one's life.
I see. Yeah, it didn't take away jobs or wasn't that impactful. Yeah. Still in the early stages.
Yeah. So AI, it's definitely a bigger impact. Even, you know, it's hard to compare, you know, in that sense, but apples to apples, but it looks like a much, much bigger impact because it's not like you use it for like a few minutes and then you're back to your normal life. It's like your whole normal life changes.
Oh, wow. So that is crazy.
Yep. Let's see if there's anything else he says after this, because I thought there was... So now he's trying to reason with them and understand that...
Know what many of you are feeling about that.
He says, I can hear you. Booing, a lot of fear. There's fear, it's a lot of booing. Now he changed. He says, if you don't care about science, that's okay. I think he's trying to assume that the students in the audience are probably like other majors or whatever.
Because AI is going to touch everything else as well.
And then he's saying AI is going to touch everything else as well. I don't think that's going to, it's going to have a good impact because it makes it even worse.
Let me give you some advice.
Oh, look at the booze. That's like...
Yeah, it's really loud.
That's a lot harder.
Listen.
He lets his advice at the end.
You bring the judgment. You bring the conscience. You bring the perception.
I don't know if I want to go with this, but yeah, now he's trying to convince him. He's saying, find a way to say yes. So he's like almost saying there's no other option, which he might be right in some way, but it's not always absolute, right?
And being told, hey, you got to accept this. There's no other way.
Yeah.
It doesn't really give people hope.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, so I see why the students did not like that. Yeah, I mean, it seems like he probably knows something that they don't, and he's trying to push this on them.
Yes, yes.
But I think...
It looks like some degree of brainwashing, right? Because you're trying to convince someone of something that they don't agree with and to make it like a fact.
Mm.
And they clearly don't agree with it, but it's some level of brainwashing, I think.
I mean, I think he could have his own opinion, but it seems like what he's saying is there's no other way. Yeah, he sounds like he's trying to say this is what's going to happen, like he has a crystal ball.
Yeah.
So to me, that's a little, that's got a little bit alarming.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I could see why they want students to accept it, because then they're the next generation of leaders. Yeah. And once the students accept it, it could also bring more like acceptance of AI. And that could help his industry because that's his field.
Right. But it's bad for the students because they clearly can see that that's really not helping them.
Mm.
I mean, it may help some consumer down the street having a robot in their house to do their laundry, but it's not helping them to get jobs or to have a meaningful life for that matter.
So. Did you hear about the students using AI for their projects?
A little bit.
There's many stories.
Yeah.
About it. Yeah. Like I recently heard about how one girl,
mm-hmm.
she saw that it was at an Ivy League school that the students have to click this check mark or something that says, I did not use AI to complete my homework, right? Oh. And apparently she saw somebody clicking that, and then in the next window on the computer, there was ChatGPT open, and the person was on a yacht, like at a party. So I mean, maybe it's coincidental, maybe they had it open, didn't use it, but that was pretty
funny. It's an honor system, so you just click it doesn't check on you, I guess.
Yeah, it's, we're not sure how accurate it is, if it checks for AI too, you know,
because now you have these, isn't there like AI programs that are called humanize
the AI results?
Yeah. So maybe it writes something or does a task, and then there's another program that you run it that humanizes it. So
that makes sense.
So whatever other tool would check on it to see if it's AI,
it
tricks that tool. That's all it does. Because a human already probably cannot tell.
You know, there is can you tell if something's written by AI?
I'm not sure about written. Yeah, written may be difficult. But with videos, sometimes it's super obvious. Yeah. It's getting harder to tell. But sometimes it's really obvious.
Yeah.
With writing, I think it's hard. I think it's hard.
For me, because I'm on Twitter a lot, you know, looking through to find out information. And I could tell, or I think I could tell, because usually there's a phrase. Mm. And then it always usually says something like, this is not that, but this is this.
Oh.
If that makes sense. It would say something, it would describe something.
Yeah.
And then there would be a sentence that's like just like a few words saying like, this is, and it would say like, it's very, like as if it was a factual statement.
Right.
I'm not sure I'm explaining that.
So you think that that's like a kind of red flag that it's.
Yeah. To me, I feel like that's the pattern, if something's AI generated, it usually uses this outline.
Yeah.
And if you can compare it, it's kind of makes sense because I've seen it.
Interesting. Before. But whatever it is, it may change, you know, because if anyone senses that there's the pattern that is going to change, right? So
it could, could learn.
Well, I think the difference between reality and either AI or imagination or fakeness, it's just becoming smaller and smaller. Like, it's going to be harder to tell if it's something is real or not. So,
yeah.
Let's just, for the heck of it, let's see if he says anything else interesting here.
Let me give you some advice. First, find a way to say yes. Listen. You bring the judgment. You bring the conscience. You bring the perspective. Thank you very much and good night.
He was booed almost throughout.
That's like a shortened version, right? I think they cut out certain parts of that.
Maybe they just kept most of the boos. But even if they did, there's a lot of boos.
Yeah, there is.
So what are your thoughts about Eric Schmidt's speech and the students' reaction? Do you feel the reaction was warranted and the students can see through something? Or was it just a fluke?
That's a wrap for Silicon Valley Front Row. I'm David. This is Steve Ispas. Thank you for watching and we'll see you next time. How did you think the episode went?
Well, it was kind of interesting, this whole AI thing.